This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Is there anything more Floridian than a flamingo? The iconic plastic lawn ornament, cocktail swizzlers, motel signs. Real flamingos do occasionally show up in South Florida, but the official story has been that these birds don't really belong here, that Florida flamingos were all hunted out of existence back in the 1800s.
Mostly because we ate them or turned them into hats.
Now South Florida researchers have published a paper showing that 100 years of scientific wisdom is wrong. A couple years ago, three flamingos showed up at the Naval Air Station near Key West. When birds that big are on the airfield, the Navy scares them away. Otherwise, the bird could get sucked into the engine and crash a $70 million jet. Not a good scene for the bird, either. One of those flamingos was a problem.
Conky would not leave.
Stephen Whitfield from Zoo Miami, calling the flamingo the very Key West name it ended up with. The team at Zoo Miami had been looking for a flamingo. They wanted to release one with a satellite tracker. This was in 2015. A year earlier, a flock of almost 150 flamingos had showed up in Palm Beach County. And the Zoo Miami people were trying to figure out, where were these birds coming from? So Conky was captured and fitted with a satellite tracker. But then they ran into another problem.
The state told us that we couldn't release non-native species. So that's when we started digging into the question of, are they really non-native?
The state said, flamingos may occasionally wander through from Mexico, Cuba, or the Bahamas, but the flamingos in Florida are more likely escapees.
It's closing day at Hialeah, and the flamingos put on their show for the Miami crowd on hand for the Flamingo Stakes.
The Hialeah Racetrack's famous flock of flamingos started in the 1930s, and that flock started reproducing. That was the same time that the Audubon Society started researching wading birds in South Florida, birds that mostly hang out in shallow water. Audubon Florida still does that research at the Everglades Science Center in Tavernier. Jerry Lorenz is the director.
When Stephen brought us all together, the first words out of my mouth were, you know, those are just escapees. Why are we even talking about this?
Almost 30 years ago, on his very first research trip out to Sandy Key, Lorenz saw a flock of 25 flamingos in the western part of the bay. He asked his boss where they came from.
And he says, well, all the historical evidence indicates that they were escapees from Hialeah Racetrack.
Historical evidence in this case means the opinion of researchers, especially the man who started the Audubon Science Center in Tavernier, Robert Porter Allen. Robert Porter Allen was the authority on the American flamingo. He had serious credentials. He was the National Audubon Society's director of research, and he literally wrote the book on flamingos, a 285-page study published in the 50s. When Allen retired, the biologist who took over had studied flamingos in the Bahamas for his master's degree. He was still the director when Lorenz got there.
So these two guys really knew their flamingos, and both of them were insistent that these were escapees.
That assumption that the Hialeah flock explained all Florida flamingo sightings hardened into doctrine.
Everybody simply accepted that these were escapees because the experts said they were.
And that's how correlation became causation. So again, when the state of Florida wouldn't let Zoo Miami release Conky into the wild because flamingos were officially a non-native species, the research team was like, wait, why is everyone so sure flamingos aren't native birds?
There is no evidence at all that any of these birds that we're observing in Florida Bay are escapees. None.
The team started its search for Florida flamingos by going back in time. In 1832, John James Audubon himself saw his first flamingos in the Upper Keys. Stephen Whitfield from Zoo Miami used 21st century databases to look through 19th century museum collections.
In the late 1800s, collecting wild bird eggs was a weird but somewhat popular hobby. I think it was kind of like Pokemon Go, but real.
He found four flamingo egg specimens that were labeled as having been collected in Florida, evidence that they nested here. They already knew flamingos were in Florida in big numbers in the 1800s, but then they were hunted for food and later for the pink feathers that were popular on ladies' hats. When they got to the 20th century, the researchers turned to data from people who'd been sharing information all along.
What's great about birds is that people like to watch them. And since birding is kind of a sport, rare bird observations have been reported by birders for decades now.
People reported seeing more and more flamingos again, and the numbers really took off in the last couple decades.
On the horizon was this huge line of pink, and we were like, oh my gosh.
In 2004, Pete Frezza was out with a colleague doing some research for Audubon in Mud Lake in the Everglades. They were used to seeing bright pink roseate spoonbills in the area. So they're sitting there in their boat, and they were like,
those are not spoonbills. They're too big. And we're like, those are flamingos.
64 flamingos. And then there was that flock of 150 in Palm Beach County 10 years later. Frezza had also been collecting observations about flamingos from other people who spend time on the bay. And he didn't buy the escapees from Hialeah Racetrack explanation.
No way. These were wild birds. They were in wild places, acting very wild.
Frezza's data is part of the new study. So if there are wild flamingos showing up in Florida, where are they coming from? That's where Conky comes in.
Conky would not leave.
Conky, the flamingo from the Navy base near Key West. The state finally allowed the zoo to release Conky after researchers pointed out that two other flamingos banded in Mexico as chicks had been seen in the Everglades. There was no way they had escaped from Hialeah. Stephen Whitfield and the rest of the Zoo Miami team released Conky near Flamingo, the National Park Visitor Center at the bottom of the Florida mainland. He had a satellite transmitter attached to his leg. He's the first and only flamingo ever banded in the U.S.
And what we expected was that Conky was going to fly to the Bahamas, to fly to Cuba, or fly to the Yucatan of Mexico. He was going to tell us, finally, where the flamingos in Florida come from. In that, he was a failure.
Conky, it turned out, was a homebody, and the satellite tracker showed that he stayed in Florida Bay. Pete Frezza from Audubon, Florida, says Conky still made an important contribution to the knowledge about flamingos in Florida.
He proved that flamingos can live year-round in Florida Bay. Florida Bay can sustain flamingos on an annual basis, which was pretty cool.
The transmitter stopped working right after Hurricane Irma, but Conky has been spotted a couple times since the storm. Since this study was published, if you try to go to the webpage where the State Wildlife Agency had the American flamingo listed as a non-native species, it's gone. You get a 404 error. Now it's up to the state and federal wildlife agencies to decide whether they should treat flamingos as local birds that deserve protection. That's what Jerry Lorenz from Audubon, Florida, hopes will happen.
They're supposed to be here. They're not escapees. You don't treat them like exotic species. We have to treat them like a native species.
In the 1800s, people used to see thousands of flamingos in Florida Bay. Lorenz says now that science has shown they belong here, that could happen again someday. I'm Nancy Klingener in Flamingo.